All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid in the membership site, jessewallacher.com, you know, all of those fun things. So Brain Dump Diaries podcast is where I say all the things that we think about deep down inside but are afraid to say them out loud because it seems that everyone else is doing fine. They're able to stick with their diet. They're able to stay consistent and motivated in the gym. And we're afraid to verbalize that, to say that we are struggling with that and with many other things, because we don't want to be seen as weak, as unable to do it, as not trying hard enough, all that stuff. So I'm verbalizing that. And today we're talking to those of you, those of us who the gym is life. So we're in a weird time. If you're listening to this currently, quarantine is still going on, the COVID-19 stuff, and gyms are closed. Can't get in. You're stuck at home. And if you're listening to this after, odds are you're just struggling with motivation. You have the ability to go to the gym. You have the luxury to go to the gym, and you just don't want to. You just can't. You are so stressed out from it. But if you're in the current state where you can't go to the gym and it's eating you alive because you want to and you need to and you feel yourself falling apart, you feel all of your gains just withering away, you are struggling to eat because calories in cannot be opposed with calories out from workouts. You're unmotivated to work out because you have specific things you need in order to get a good workout, which is like the right lighting, the right weights, right dumbbells, even down to the feel. You need the right layout, you need the right cables, the right bands, the right machines. I said lighting, right? You just need all of these things to play in perfectly. Time, amount of people in the gym, music, even if it's your own music, the perfect shuffle sequence. You have all of these things that need to be knocked off in order to get a good workout, and you're unable to do that because, surprise, surprise, you're at home. Now, I know we are seeing on social media a lot of people have the luxury of, or the people that you most likely follow, have the luxury of at-home gyms, basically, garage gyms. Maybe something you would love to have at some point, but right now it's just not in the cards. Maybe you have a couple dumbbells, a mat, maybe some other nice layouts if you're lucky, but odds are you don't. And even if you do, you're still struggling because it's not the same. It doesn't have the same feeling. It doesn't have the same pump. It's not the same environment. Just mentally and psychologically, it's not the same. So you don't feel like you're getting a good workout. You don't feel like you are worth eating. You don't feel like you are worthy to do all these fun extra things with this extra time you have been gifted. And odds are you are also somebody who needs to schedule out every single moment of their day. And you don't have downtime. You don't have free time. Your favorite pastime or your favorite thing to do in free time is just sit. You are just constantly go, go, go in order to feel productive, in order to feel like you're actually doing something. So when you have all this excess time, this excess free space, gas prices are low, you got a little extra money in the bank, and you're unable to go out and do something, it's just weighing on you in so many ways. And I just first off want you to acknowledge that. Acknowledge that this is a weird time, this is a hard time, and you're okay to feel those feelings. It's okay to feel like things are not going well, that they're hard, that it's not fun, that you're struggling, that you are unmotivated. You probably are emotionally eating a bit or a whole awful lot, and you're freaking out too. You're freaking out with every moment that's passing by that you're not doing something. You're freaking out with everything that passes through your mouth because it's food, it's calories, it's bad. And it's just a really, really bad time for you. So, a couple things can come up from this, and it's really just two things. This is either going to be a good thing or a bad thing for you. And you get to decide. So in life, things happen, and they happen to us. You can decide if they're going to be good or bad things. You get to decide if a bad thing actually turns out to be a good thing, and if a good thing turns out to be a bad thing. You can look at this free time as a bad thing because you're unable to do things. You're stuck at home. You're not making the progress you want. Or you can see it as a good thing, a gift to rest, a time to relax, a time to work on yourself inside to out. You have a choice. You really, really do. And that's why I keep saying, and I will continue to say, that health, your diet, your workouts, your overall mental health is so much more emotional than physical. So much more mental than physical for you, because you know all of the things. You've done all the research, you've tried all the programs, you've done all the diets, you can stick with it, you do meal prep, you understand basic nutrition and supplementation and timing and the importance of rest, but you're still stuck. You still feel like you're not making progress. And you're starting to realize that, you know what? This isn't what I want. This isn't the life. This isn't the feelings. This isn't the way I want to be. If you're like me, which odds are you're connecting a bit, or if not totally, you have a version of an athlete that you want to be. You grew up doing sports. You were active. You had big plans and goals and dreams. And you got into working out and bodybuilding or whatever kind of weightlifting, physical activity you do for fitness. And it took over your life because it was something that you could throw yourself into. It was something that you could see progress in and feel really knowledgeable in. But it's taken too much over. You've created your own kind of cult. Let's be honest here. You've created your own kind of cult. A cult where there are rules, there are can and can'ts, there are restrictions, there is sacrifice, and very little reward. Any kind of reward that you do get, that you do see, is very short-lived. It's for a few moments, a few hours, maybe even a couple days. And then it's like starting all over again. And you're getting tired of it. But you don't want to admit it because all of the people, all the things that you follow and that you do, boast about how this is such a good thing, how working out is so important. And right now, you're terrified of gaining the quarantine 15. You're terrified of gaining weight. You're terrified of losing the progress, of losing the muscle that you've worked so hard on. And understandable, but do you realize how unnecessary that is, how wrong and illogical that is? Because it doesn't happen like that. You know deep down inside that you're not going to lose all of your muscle from a few days or even a couple weeks of not going to the gym. You're not going to gain 50 pounds from sitting around. It just doesn't work like that, but you have been programmed and led to believe that. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. Right? Think about it. I know somewhere deep down inside that you don't actually believe that. You actually know that it's false. But with this deep dive into the extreme side of dieting and working out, you've lost that common sense. And again, this is something you don't want to admit to, because you're smarter than that. You're more self-aware than that. It doesn't happen to you like that. But it does. So forgive yourself for that. Give yourself that you've let it get this far, that you've let it get this bad, and that you're struggling and hurting so much. And then from there, you can start experimenting. You can start allowing yourself grace, allowing yourself to create that athlete that you want so desperately. So remember, with an experiment, there's no success or failure. There is just an outcome. And with that outcome, you get to decide what it is you want to do with it. If you want to keep it, if you want to change it up, whatever it is, but ultimately it's your choice. It puts you back in control of your life and lets you decide what kind of rules, what kind of guidelines, what kind of flexibility you actually really want. And this is where change happens. And it's slow, but progressive in all ways. Every single day, every single moment that you start to fall back to that negative habits, to those negative thinkings, to those restrictive rules, you get to decide over and over and over again that this is actually what you really want. That really this is what you want. And yeah, it takes a lot of work. And this stuff is happening to so many people. And even the people that you follow and you check in on every single day that seems so motivated, that seems so committed, like a good majority of them are going to be going through this at some point because they're going to want to transition from that competitive, that never stop, that hustle, like no balance, I'm chasing after this mentality into the quote unquote normal life, the one where you can relax. You don't track every single food that goes, or every single piece of food, every single calorie that goes into your mouth. You don't make progressions at percentages. You don't track your worth as how well you're doing in the gym. You don't measure your weight every single day. And you're living that luxury that everyone else gets to have. I always thought of this, like it's a luxury to not have to do this, to not be consumed by so much information, to not know that I'm doing something wrong and other people are just treating themselves. I'm doing something wrong. I'm doing something bad. It doesn't need to be that way. It doesn't need to be a luxury. It really doesn't. It's just a basic human right. It's just human. And the choice is yours. You're not letting anyone down. You're not proving that you don't have what it takes. You're not slacking in any kind of way. You're just finally taking control of your life and making it yours. Because I know at some point you had big dreams and goals for what it is that you wanted to accomplish. And at some point you got lost and distracted by it. By wanting to do it so bad, by wanting to achieve that goal, you took on other people's beliefs and expectations and rules that work for them and made them your own. You convinced yourself that that's what you wanted to do. But do you actually want to? Do you really, really want to live like that? And if you do, keep going. But if right now you are struggling so bad, mentally, emotionally, and physically feeling the weight and the pain of not going to the gym and struggling with it every single day, pushing it off and being even more unmotivated, more lazy, and just eating your emotions even more, something needs to change. And you know it, and you want it to. There is a portion of rest, but there is a portion of just getting off of your ass and doing it and making it work. But for you, I am walking around right now. I did some little spurts of running too because I suck at running. My breathing sucks at times, but it's something that I really want to do. And before with bodybuilding, I was too worried about withering away because I wanted to run or following somebody else's plan or following somebody else's rules or just giving up because I felt so unathletic and so bad about how I wasn't a good, well-rounded athlete that I wanted to be, so I just ignored it. But I'm making my own rules. I'm making my own beliefs, and I'm working on it myself. No, I don't run consistently. No, I don't do a minute on, 2 minutes off, or any kind of progressions like that. I just have a playlist. I run when I start wanting to. Do some faster, not sprints, but faster running. I walk, and I enjoy it. And I feel really good. And there's no stress. And there's no progressions I'm making unless I want to start doing that. And you get to decide that. You do. And it just starts as simply as that, as just giving it a try. There's no right or wrong way. You know enough. It's so in your subconscious that you don't need to worry about doing it wrong. You know what foods are better for you and which ones aren't. We'll talk about that more later on, but you know good form. You're not going to hurt yourself trying something new. You're a good person. Allow yourself the luxury of being that, of being a good person, of exploring, of having fun, and living and creating the life that you really want. And like I said, this takes time on your own because you're constantly reminding yourself over and over and over again and choosing every single day to let those rules and beliefs and biases go. This is where working with me or someone like me, but since it's my podcast, it's going to be me, really comes in handy. Because it took me years to figure it out. Because I would fall back into old ways when something didn't go right. Or it took a lot just to allow myself to not fear and stress about food. To take a few days off from the gym. Like, I had to force myself to take weeks off the gym because I got into that competitive mindset again at one point. And started looking around and judging myself and judging others based on my abilities and their abilities. And I forced myself out of it in order to get back to where I wanted to be. So this is where I come in. I can help you change that mindset. I can help be that scratch on the record that brings you back to where it is you want to go. We talk about where it is that you want to go, where it is that you're at, and what you don't want to fall back into. And I constantly remind you of that. And you know what? In all honesty, pure simplicity, it's nice to have somebody validate what you're thinking and come at it with no judgments. Someone who has no previous beliefs or expectations or views of you and can just listen and hear you and understand where you're coming from and not make you feel like an idiot trying to explain it, because I guarantee all the feelings and thoughts that you've had, that you struggled with, and the beliefs that you're trying to get rid of, I have as well. Because you are not alone in this. Unfortunately, this is very common, but I want to make it where it isn't. I'm starting with one person at a time, one post, one podcast, one video. One little thought that opens your brain up to what all else is possible. So if that's something you want to do, let me know. Boyfriend's standing in the window. I should probably go in. But allow yourself time away from the gym. It's all going to be okay. And you're not unmotivated or falling backwards just because of that. It's actually good and healing for you to take a break. So with that being said, I hope you have a fantastic day. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.